A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Samach Dalid, Psachim 64a, pagination page 127. We'll start from the Mishnah, which can be found counting up from the wide lines, four lines up. Masnisin at the end of a line, Ha Pesach. HaPesach nishchat b'shalosh kitos. The Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash was shecht, was processed, so to speak, in three different groups. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, v'shochatu oso kol kal adas Yisrael. The Pasuk uses three terms referring to the congregation, kohol, eda, and Yisrael. And therefore we learn that there should be three groups. And as Rashi points out very clearly, even if the tzibur turned out to be of lesser numbers, v'yecholim lishochet kulam b'vasachas, and they would be able to shecht all in one group, there was enough room for them in the courtyard, mitzvah lechalek, there's a mitzvah for them to divide themselves into three groups, one after another, based on this pasuk. The Mishnah continues, last small line. Nichnas akat rishona, the first group would come in. Nismalo ha'azara, the azara, the courtyard was filled. Noalu delosas ha'azara, they would close the doors. So that would do closure on the group, no one else would come in. And then they would begin. Taku heirio v'taku, they would blow the shofar. And the Mishnah recounts, HaKohanim Omdim Shuros Shuros, the Kohanim would be lined up in formation in rows. My apologies. Uvidehem Bazichei Kesef Uvazichei Zahav, and in their hands were Bazichim of silver and gold. What's clear from the Mishnah is that these Bazichim would hold the blood, so that they were apparently waterproof, capable of holding liquid within them. From other sources where the word bezech is used, in the context of a spoon or bowl, a round utensil, it's apparent what the approximate shape was. Some people try to translate it as a cup. It appears that it was not a cup, it was a bowl, it was a very large spoon, perhaps, without the handle. The Living Torah Museum points out that it was common for people of that era to drink things from a bowl. The idea is that when they used to eat and drink in a leaning position, the bowl gave them better control over the liquid based on where you put your fingers holding it. And this was actually a more common utensil than we're accustomed to thinking of. Living Torah Museum, in fact, maintains that in a moment where we see in the Mishnah that these bowls would not balance on the floor because we were afraid that the Kohanim might put them down. So they purposely were, in the words of Rashi, pointy on the bottom. So Rabbi Deutsch from Living Torah Museum maintains that that was actually common custom in making these bowls. Sometimes the center point of the bowl would have like a button going in, and sometimes it would have a button going out. And if you did button out type of bowl, then it would not balance on the floor, presumably. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. We'll see it in a moment. Rashi sounds that the point on the bottom of the bowl is a little bit more dramatic than simply button in, button out. But in any case, that's the idea. Shura shakula kesef, kesef. A row of Kohanim that were using these bowls out of silver, so the entire row had to use silver. Veshura shekula zahav zahav, and a road that was using gold would use gold for everyone. It must have been a very, very dramatic scene. And these bezachim did not have bottoms, lest they put them down and the blood would become hard, would congeal if it was left there too long, and they wouldn't be able to sprinkle it. They didn't want to forget about it, so it had to go hand to hand from one kohen to the other. Shochat Yisrael, a Yisrael is allowed to do the Shechita, v'kibel ha-kohen, and the kohen would take the blood, would receive the blood, nosno l'chaveiro, and instead of walking it to the Mizbeach and doing the sprinkling which was required, he would hand it to his friend, to his fellow kohen, v'chaveiro l'chaveiro, and his friend would hand it to his friend, and that's how they went down this assembly line. U'mekabel ha-samale, he would take the full one, the one that had the blood, or machzir es harekon, and he would hand back the empty bowl that he was holding so that the kohen could continue doing this avoda. Kohen akorav etzel ha-mizbeach, the kohen that was closest to the mizbeach, zorko zriko achas k'neged ha-yesod, he would do one sprinkling as required. Yatzah sakat rishon v'nichnas sakat shniya, the first group would go out, the second group would come in. Yatzah shniya nichnas shlishis, second group goes out, the third group comes in. K'maseh rishonah k'maseh ashniya v'ashlishis, the way they did the first one, as we described, ditto marks. They would do the second group, the third group. Karu es ha-halel, they would read the halel during this entire process. Im gamru shanu v'im shanu shileshu, if they finished halel, the Levium in their beautiful song would be complete, then they would start halel again. And if it's they finished the second time, they would do a third time. Afalpi, but you should know, lo shil shumi meyim, it was never necessary for them to do halel a third time, because the kohanim were zrizim, they moved things along, and they would be able to service the group in the amount of time that the Levium recited halel once or twice. There happens to be a beautiful accounting of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, brought by Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov in his Sefer HaTodah. It has been translated. It's called the Book of Our Heritage. And I took a glance this morning for your convenience and reference. In my print, I don't know if they've reprinted since with a different pagination, but you could find it in the month of Nisan. In my print, it's page 236. If that helps you, it definitely, it's generally Eliyahu Kitov's beautiful reading, and this in particular give us a little bit of a glimpse into the drama that was the Beis HaMikdash in terms of the excitement of the Jews to come up and bring their Karban Pesach, and the way they made sure in the Beis HaMikdash that things were structured, people shouldn't hurt each other, for example. There were specific guards to make sure people would walk in a line so that the excitement and everything shouldn't cause problems, and generally to make sure that the process which the Kohanim did made that strong impression on Klal Yisrael and was a proper service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.